Mark Wigter's on the line, and he's over at Looper Reed and McGraw. He specializes in this kind of stuff. And when you look at what the government's doing here, what the AG in New York is doing, tell people how this is different from what's been done up to this point.
Well, the case involves a suit by the Attorney General against Bank of America and certain of its officers relating to the acquisition of Merrill Lynch in December of 2008, and then Bank of America applied for and received $20 billion of TARP funds in January of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And the SEC had sued Bank of America with respect to disclosures, the lack of disclosure in its proxy statement to its shareholder, and reached a settlement with Bank of America, which is has to be subject to court approval. But what Cuomo has done has gone beyond that, and he is alleging that Bank of America essentially defrauded the government in connection, misled the government in connection with obtaining the $20 billion of TARP funds. And it's interesting that when Cuomo announced the filing of this suit, he was standing and joined by the Special Inspector General of the TARP program, Neil Barofsky. So he's raised the profile of this case, the political aspects of this case, and moreover, he has sued the former CEO Kenneth Lewis and the former CFO Joseph Price individually in this case. And the SEC had said that they saw no evidence of that the bank executives intended to mislead the public, and did not sue the officers individually. But Cuomo has done that.
Yeah, Mark, give me your thoughts on why he's stepping forward now and doing this. I have a lot of feedback from people, both in calls and emails, people wondering why no one had done this before now. A lot of people feel like, and they don't know all the ins and outs of the law, but they feel like a lot of this should rest right with those executives who are at the top of these companies when these bailouts are going on.
Well, I think that the suit has captured a lot of the anger that's out there versus the big banks, versus the executives who've received bonuses. Part of the suit involves an allegation that the Bank of America failed to disclose that they were going to permit the Merrill Lynch executives to receive $3.7 billion in bonuses. So the whole notion of bonuses, the big banks, TARP funds, all of those, and this is all going on during the financial crisis,
yeah.
Is something that is has a lot of political, raises a lot of political issues, a lot of political appeal, and also Cuomo's rumored to be running for governor of New York, so there's a political aspect to this, certainly, and the fact that he was standing there with the Special Inspector General of TARP shows that he was and he worked closely with those folks. It's kind of unusual. You'd think it would be the SEC that would be working, a federal agency would be working with the TARP guy, as opposed to an attorney general of a state. Most attorney generals only bring actions that impact their state, but here's the attorney general essentially saying the SEC didn't do their job, that we're going to come in and we're going to be the super cop and we're going to go after these individuals. One thing about this case is that the attorney general's complaint focused to a great extent on the communication between the Bank of America executives and their inside lawyers and their lawyers and their outside law firm. And Bank of America had, in order to get cooperation and a good deal with the SEC, had waived the attorney-client privilege. And this gave the investigators for Cuomo just a treasure trove of emails and notes that they could go through to show that, at least from Cuomo's perspective, that the executives were not were misleading their own lawyers, were not giving them the full extent of the losses at Merrill Lynch, were not following the advice of their lawyers. So whenever you're going to try to prove that the executives intentionally defrauded its shareholders or the public through the TARP funds, it's helpful to have contemporaneous communication between the executives and their lawyers. I mean, one defense is, well, gee, I relied on defensive counsel, but in order to have that defense, you've had to be candid with your counsel and be acting pursuant to their advice.
Mark Wigder is at Looper Reed and McGraw. It's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. Thanks so much.
All righty.